Honest, honey, that was the last thing on my mind. 13 minutes past 5. Granny, we spun the big wheel a while ago, and it landed on 0, and 0 was your number, and you didn't call in. What in the world, Granny, is happening? I just knew I was going to get... Tell you what, Raymond, come here, and we'll do it again and try to get rid of this thing. Primo and Raymond are working on a dark room out at Primo's house, and they're going to... We waited months and months on that picture of Raymond and Bo Diddley on stage of the Palladium the Palladium Theater in New York, taken in 1957, or Raymond shaking hands with Bo Diddley. We've waited long enough. Primo and them are going to put together their own dark room and develop these pictures. Jesus, I don't know where. But anyway, that's coming. Go ahead. Twist it, Raymond. Don't stand there all day. Got things to do. Helicopter man's wanting to get on with the report, and we got to do a stump. The DJ. All right, number 583. 583, if you're listening, your secret number is up. Give me a call, and I've got a gold cave-up butt buckle and a promise of a Raymond Bo Diddley picture.
Hi. 13, Don Phillips.
All right, it's time to try and stump the DJ. Here's the portion of the program where you call me, ask me a question pertaining to country in some remote way, and if I can't answer it, I've got a pair of tickets for you to see the Statler Brothers. I'll accept caller number 10.
To text?
Yeah, me and my rowdy friends done routed on down.
Your call number 9. Your call number 10. They would have been call number 10. Your call number 10. Who have I got on the telephone?
This is Eddie Smith.
All right, Eddie Smith, try to stump me.
Okay. Who is Reba McEntire's keyboard player, and who was he with before Reba McEntire?
That would be Bobby Edwards, and he used to play with Hank Williams Jr. right before Reba.
No, Donnie Howard, who was with Sylvia.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I know him.
I mean, wait a minute. Of course, I got all this memorized. I don't have any reference books or anything like that up
He's
here.
He's still with him,
right
as far
here on
as I
page
know.
19. Who was it again?
Donnie Howard. Used to be with Sylvia. And then he's been with Reba to my last...
I'll admit it. You stumped me then.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Give you a pair of tickets.
We're gonna load you up.
Yeah, Travis?
Yeah.
Am I too late for your stump to DJ?
What do you think?
I had to leave my truck and cut through the woods to get to this phone.
Just because you heard the guy on the telephone with me and stumped me and I said, you win the prize, then you say... Travis, am I too late? Of course you're too late.
Well, God bless you.
Hurry next time.
All right, listen. Did Sammy get that $20 I left for him?
Sammy who? what $20?
The one that I left him for you to give me that number the last time. And now I gave him another $20 to make sure you call my number and you miss it by two.
Well, what does that tell you?
I ain't going to deal with Sammy anymore.
There you are. Come directly to me next time. All right, thank you.
All right.
The number 583 attempting to report in.
Number 583 attempting to report in.
Yeah, I get you to answer the phone so I could report.
Can you possibly identify yourself?
Yes, sir, I sure can. Ed Garner.
Ed Garner. Ed, where you been so long?
Well, I've fell into the middle of your contest.
The other contest there.
Yeah.
Well, Ed, don't worry about it. The Yellow Page computer shows that you are number 583, and you have got the gold, Ed.
Appreciate it, Jimbo.
All right, hold on a sec.
All right.
Right now, Ed, I got to go up and talk to my helicopter man, then Paul Harvey's coming up. Speak to me, Donald.
I'm sure Ed's probably thrilled because now he can keep his pants up.
You know, the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey's next report tomorrow morning at 7:30, but right now, Bill Heckey reports on the weather.
Well, we're in a area...
Good sounding song. I like that. Paulette Carlson's Highway 101's a group. Going to cry. It's 21 before 6 o'clock. Got Primo here with me.
Hey, I'll be going on vacation on the 14th.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go. We got a couple of deals coming up. I got to go into Nashville and talk to Ralph Amory.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
You want to get on the network?
Yeah, we're going to get on, me and Raymond. Then after that, we're going into L.A., going to East L.A.?
Y'all hitting the big time.
Well, no, we're going to do a part with Cheech and Chong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're going to try to get on. We've got to go for interviews. So,
let me know
how
that,
huh? Huh?
Let me know how that goes.
Oh, yeah, I'll let you know how it turns out. You know, we're going to be on a little vacation. Me and old Raymond, we're going to be going down there and trying to take care of this deal here.
You all right. Well, work on that darkroom before you leave, Primo.
Oh, you bet. Hey, be sure to ask old Sammy Albright, you know, about where old baby dumpling is so we can get that copy.
I'll ask him in the morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Baby what?
Coming up before long this afternoon, I've got some tractor and truck pull tickets to give away with some Louis Gazzard albums. A little later in the show, whenever you hear the madcap laughter. It's madcap.
Ain't it kind of fun? One more time. Fool me one more time.
Fool me, fool me, fool me. Len Anderson, Liz's little girl, fooled me one more time, 20 minutes past 3 o'clock. The March issue of the KVED Country Times will be out before long, an interesting little brochure about what's going on in the entertainment world and KVED Radio. Is this the one that's going to have the picture of Raymond and the big wheel in it? Huh? Is it? Oh, next one, I don't know.
For all your AV.
25 minutes past 3 o'clock, Jim W.W. Travis with 13 karat gold. Hey, Russ at the Radiator Shop, are you listening? Hey, Russ was talking one day last week about this song by Billy Grammer from 1959, Gotta Travel On. He had it mixed up with Moving On by Hank Snow, which is Russ. We'll soon see. They ain't nothing alike. They not even close, Russ. Come on now, Russ.
I played around just when it's coming on.
See now, Russ, you're probably thinking, well, now, if Travis is really smart, he'll come back in right here with Hank Snow's Moving On. Well, if it was the old days, you could do that. How about some kids and old hounds and watermelon hooch? Huh? Well, my friend, that's it for 13 Carat this afternoon. We will gather up in a huge ball and do it again tomorrow afternoon. And I hasten to remind you, 3 hours of 13 Karat Gold now can be heard Saturday morning, starring Tweed Scott between 6 and 9. How about that?
Right, and it's tonight at Dallas. At
I like this.
7113 Burnett Road.
Well, that Horace Hooter is my kind of guy, I can tell you that. I can relate with him. Oak Ridge Boys, all have a true heart. Well, except maybe that one on the end. I'm kind of worried about him. Johnny Lee. Well, George Strait, old buddy, I know how you feel. I mean, not since you're woman, being down and out. What is it about Tuesday that, I mean, Monday that gives you the blahs? Is it just Monday or was it my long flying trip to Louisiana and back? Don Phillips said he felt same way, kind of all wrung out. Matter of fact, Mr. Glass Cleaner's in here right now cleaning it. Do you feel drug out today?
Yeah.
He feels drug out today, too. I don't know what it is. Have you ever been on radio?
Oh, a couple times.
Well, come on up here and tell me about it then. Where were you on the radio at? It's Mr. Gladden here cleaning the windows for me this afternoon. Where were you on the radio at?
Well, I used to have a wild country and western Indian show up in the northwest United States.
Did you really? What'd you do?
I sang and peddled personality and pushed booze to the white folks.
get the white ones drunk, huh? Indian band, huh?
Yeah, they used to call me Cherokee Paul and his tomahawks till they found I wasn't Cherokee.
Did that make them mad or what?
Oh, they didn't care. They figured he looked redskin enough, he'd pass for it.
You don't have your guitar out in a truck, do you?
Oh, no, sure. I don't. I just carry squeegees and window washing equipment nowadays. So.
Huh. I don't guess there'd be much call for an Indian band. Other than, again, there might be here in town, you know?
It might be a possibility. If they come back, you know, they tried to give the country back to us, but we couldn't afford the taxes.
I wouldn't have took it either. I would say the heck no. Well, that's interesting. Where at? Did you do that?
I did that in the state of Washington and Oregon and Idaho, around that section there. Had a good time. And we used to travel from town to town. I got tired of it, and then they invented cars.
You were on the road a long time ago weren't you?
That's quite some time ago, yeah.
You don't look that old. Surprisingly, you're...
Well-preserved. I still look the same as I did on the nickel.
Yeah. I thought I recognized you. But by golly, I appreciate you coming in. I get back and clean them doggone windows.
Will do.
All right, thank you. Where's Raymond at? We got to spin the big wheel. Maybe I can get our friend over there to do it for. Oh, Raymond. Go ahead, Raymond. Twist that little devil. All right, the big wheel has stopped on number 527. If your secret number is 527, give me a call. I'll give you a gold K-Vet belt buckle. I'll give you 30 minutes because I'm in a generous mood today. Hold on, honey. Baby's got a hold on me. That's a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Jim W.W. Travis, the Hoochie Coochie Man. Super Tuesday comes up tomorrow, of course, since today is Super Monday. Vote as you will, but please vote, they say. And hear your vote count tomorrow night on KVET's Election 88 with Olin Merle and the KVET News Team. We will bring you up-to-the-minute results all evening long at the top and the bottom of each hour, beginning at 7:30 in the evening tomorrow. Election 88 is brought to you by Leif Johnson Ford. Still the leader. In a little bit, sometime between now and 6 o'clock, I will play the laugh track. When you hear uncontrolled merriment and laughter, be my 13th caller, and I'll give you a pair of tickets to the truck and tractor pull Friday night at the Exposition Center and an album of Louis Gazzard, one of my favorite comedians. Speaking of favorite, my favorite new country lady, K.T. Oslin, she will always come back to KVET. Ah, yes, everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die to get there, as the preacher man said. It's 11 past 4. Temperature reading is 74 degrees this afternoon. Cloudy tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Thunder showers early tomorrow morning, becoming fair to partly cloudy and clear in the afternoon. Probably just enough rain to mess it up pretty good. We spun the big wheel a while ago. It stopped on 527. If that is your secret number, you've got until, what, 15 minutes past 4? No, 420, I believe it was. 20 minutes past 4 to call and get your gold KVET belt buckle. Hey, Mayor Sleazy, I got your song coming up.
Make the most of taste is our tradition.
Plantation products now available at Tom Thumb, Fresh Plus, Super Fresh, and other fine affiliated food stores.
Tweed has left the building.
KVET Radio, Jim W.
Got my song coming up. You say we're talking turkey.
No. I got your song coming up next on the radio.
Oh, we're talking turkey. Uh-huh.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Oh.
It's just a little something that kind of reminded me of you.
Okay, well, we're listening, Jim. I hear it's Sleazy Point.
Okay, Mayor.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Is Eddie Raven. I've got Mexico.
I just got... And loving you.
Holding her and loving you. Oh, well, and to each life a little rain must fall. Who said that?
That was you, Hoochie Coochie Man.
I thought it was. It's 19 past 4 o'clock. When you hear the laughter this afternoon, I wish I could hear some. When you hear the laughter, be my 13th caller, and you'll win a pair of tickets to see the tractor and truck pull Friday night at the Expo Center. And I'll throw in Louis Gazzard album for you.
And a very pleasant hello.
A little Mel Tillis music. KVET. Will you take? Well, I should have had that song out a couple of months back when it was really cold. Chill Factor is zero. Don, I don't know what I was thinking of. Don Phillips and Helicopter, but that was not Don on the song. You know what I mean.
I wish it had been me. Shoot, what do you expect my royalties would be on that?
More than probably flying around the city this afternoon.
I would not surprise whatsoever. Still looking pretty decent travel.